morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of the Lenawee County Mission. For the next few minutes, you'll hear how God is reaching out to those staying at the mission and how He's reaching out to the greater church community. Now here's Lenawee County Mission's Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are we doing?
Good.
Very good. On this Christmas Sunday, all right, we've gone through the Advent season. We've gone through Christmas and first Sunday following Christmas. We tend to call that the Christmas Sunday. And I know, gentlemen, for the past several weeks during Advent, we've done some extensive study looking into the history and the culture, as well as biblical characters, the Mary, the Joseph, the shepherds, the Magi, the star. We've had quite an in-depth study into those infancy narratives to help us not only concretize, solidify our understanding of the significance of celebrating the birth of the Christ child, but also to complement and deepen our own spiritual formation. Right? It's great to know a lot about the birth narratives, but what good is that if I can't apply it to my own life? Right? And so to kind of wrap things up for this Christmas season, with the hope that that light burns bright in your spirit now and forever. Let's just focus in on what does Christmas mean to you now, right? In light of what you've learned, in light of your time at Lenawee County Mission, and in light of the experiences that you've encountered with God during your time at Lenawee County Mission. Okay, can we do that?
Yes, sir.
So let's just we'll lay back a little bit and just go around the room and let's kind of share what Christmas means to you. Okay, Justin, you want to go first?
Yes, sir. I have celebration of birth of our Savior Jesus Christ, Savior of the world.
Okay.
And then a new way of life, and I mean Christ-like, put our old ways to death, new positive habits, faith in Jesus Christ, and discipleship. And apply those all, obviously.
Okay, a new way of life. You want to share with our listening audience what would be new? What was your old way of life about?
Using drugs, not dealing with my problems, not, you know, being a good person in society. Obviously not being Christ-like. Just being a menace to society, pretty much.
And so in light of the our study on the birth narratives about Jesus, and then you find a new hope to change that.
Yes, sir.
Very good. Very good. All right. Dan?
Yeah. You know, in your intro, you used the word hope, and that's what Christmas means mostly to me. Hope for mankind. Hope for better future for myself, you know, through what I've experienced over the last year here at the mission. You know, the Christmas saying goodwill towards men is something that I would like to be able to practice more of, not just at the holiday season, but throughout the year. Goodwill to all men, meaning no exceptions. And, Christmas also renews or instills faith in Jesus and my attempts to be a true disciple of Jesus Christ. And, you know, being here at the mission, this is my second Christmas here. It's beautiful, you know, what we experience here, especially at this time of year.
Thanks. You want to go?
Yeah, peace, love, happiness, joy, hope, birth of Jesus Christ, Son of God.
Can you maybe elaborate on how you're experiencing some of those elements? I mean, since you've been at the mission? I mean, I'm presuming before you came here, maybe you weren't so peaceful, right? Or well, yeah, life was beating you up pretty good. And so maybe there's a renewed, because those are definitely the components that come out of the birth narratives for both Luke and Matthew's listening audience. And it should be the same for us. And so if we have a renewed encounter with a peace, hope, love, and joy, it kind of presumes that maybe we're missing something. So that's kind of why I ask.
Reading more in the Bible about how Jesus Christ walked and the miracles that he did.
Okay. Frank?
Yeah, for me, this Christmas is it's going to be the first Christmas that I actually understand Christmas, you know? And understanding that it's new life, it's a new way, and applying that to contemporary terms, for me, it's this first Christmas where I'm walking with Christ and I'm being Christ-like to the best of my abilities, and you know, changing a lot of things about myself and putting to death a lot of things about myself, and you know, just knowing this new way of looking at Christmas is very powerful for me.
Mark?
To me, it's a celebration of God being faithful to his promise that he's always been with us, and now he comes to us as Jesus, as to show us the way through his example of how he loved and how he loved others and shared that love amongst everybody. And everybody was like Dan said, all included. A whole new way of life. My past, not very good one. Very destructive, not only to me but to those I cared about, and now I'm learning to be more loving towards others and be more of a servant instead of selfish. A whole new way, mm-hmm. You know? and how to help bring that plan God had originally for creation into existence here and now.
Good. All right. Doug?
You know, my Christmas idea before was always, you know, the thought of old jolly Saint Nick and then the idea of giving and receiving presents, you know. Today, I think with our studies, I look a little bit different and I have a different understanding of the giving and receiving. I think the greatest gift that I've received is parallel to, you know, God giving little baby Jesus to Mary and Joseph. You know, I'm powerless, as was baby Jesus, but his faith in Mary and Joseph, who were righteous, you know, kind of struck an interdependence. You know, Jesus depended on people, you know, through faith in God that he will provide. So I think, you know, the giving receiving part is you know, I must receive that powerlessness to be able to understand and recognize that there is power in God to if we trust and have faith, hope, and love, that life is better and is made better through and of little baby Jesus as he continues, you know, in his life and in and of and through the Spirit, and how I live that in the fellowship of the Spirit today with interdependence and spirit or sacrificial love.
Good. Hey, big guy.
Yeah. For me, it's obviously the reassurance that God is still with us. The invitation to follow this new life, this new way, the way of peace. And I see the invitation when I look at the shepherds. Who are they? You know, some stinky-footed shepherds are by his side. They're, and the invitations to them, the invitations to, you know, the wise men who are there, you know, maybe some other people.
So kind of like, despite whatever your failures or fallings have been.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, to like when you know, it's referred to him as the bringer of peace, especially inner peace within myself. I never really could, you know, part from the things I've done wrong or the things that, you know, kept me oppressed. You know, so I mean, this new way of life and the bringer of life just reassures me that, you know, that what we heard, you know, in church Sunday, if God was with us, He is with us, and He will always be with us. So just that reassurance. And now I'm here, you know, human form, as a child, coming, you know, dependent, vulnerable, weak. So
good, good. How about you?
That God is faithful, as we've been talking about, like that faithfulness. It means a lot to me. Just throughout my life, the past year or so, just things I've experienced, losing a child or losing a friend, like, if you, like, I don't know, like, is my faith, like, I start to question that, is God really with me through this, like, or can God be in this? So, I mean, I've had questions of that, but, I mean, and through losing Brady, like, that was, I really questioned that, and I struggled with that, and I kind of just pushed God to the side, but as I'm going through this loss of my friend, like, I'm finding that God is faithful, but it's also on me to become like that Christ child, to become dependent on Him, to become powerless and to find strength through Him. And that's like, it takes on a whole new meaning this Christmas, of just really becoming like that, and just like not depending on myself to get through it, but depending on God.
Yeah. So. Yeah, as I hear you share that, I all of a sudden had an image of Mary at the foot of the cross. I mean, it's one thing to have, you know, to have the birth story. And then, you know, I think about Mary, you know, watching her boy grow up. And then all of a sudden, he's gone. And everything that she was kind of putting her faith into, going, really? This is, now what? And they have to stand there in his absence and cling to that kind of faith and still trust and still know that God is with us. That's a powerful image. And that's a haunting challenge.
It's hard.
I mean, yeah, for all of us. For all of us. You have anything you want to share?
Yeah, actually, I've learned that no matter how far you stray aside from the path, the light will always shine through, no matter how long you've been set aside.
Yeah. Brandon, you got anything?
I used to just think Christmas is like what Doug said, you know, Santa and getting presents and stuff. And now I know it's more about Jesus and things he's doing for me, I guess, and helping me get through what I'm going through. And he's always there for me, I guess. I don't got a lot of people no more, but I know I can always ask God and He can help me get through it.
Good, good. Gentlemen, thank you for sharing. Any closing thoughts? Anybody?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
Now and always. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Lenawee County Mission. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning. In the meantime, if you'd like to know more about the programs we offer at the Lenawee County Mission, or if you'd like to know about volunteer opportunities we have available, please go to our website at lcmission.org or call us at 265-4019.